So you remember that bad date that I went on, the one where the guy was a fucking asshole? Then at the end of the night, I played with myself at his house and wiped myself off on his ties and pillowcases, as you do. And then I bolted. I got out of there. Thought I'd never see him again. So can you guess who I ran into today? I was on my way to work and I was downtown. I was going to one of those underground tunnels, the ones where there's a little staircase and then a door and then a tunnel that leads to another part of downtown. I'm almost to the tunnel and I hear this guy, he's livid, he's screaming, "Evelyn! Evelyn!" I don't know who Evelyn is. I keep walking. I get to the staircase, my hand is on the handrail. He comes up and he grabs my hand off of the handrail. And I tell him, "Look, buddy, my name's not Evelyn, so please get off of me." And he says, "Oh, that's right. You're the girl with the name with the fucked up spelling. It's Gaelic." "Well, whatever the fuck, man. Why did you do that? Come again?" "How can I come again if I never came in the first place? But apparently you came. Want to smell my tie?" Oh! I go down the stairs, go through the door. As I'm going through the tunnel, I hear the door behind me open. I've never seen anyone else in these tunnels before, so I know it's Mr. Fucking Asshole behind me. Look behind me, sure enough, it's him. I start running. He starts running after me. I quickly jump to the side and I'm able to trip him with my foot. He lands on his stomach. I quickly get on his back, and I know that I have a mere seconds to do something because he's a lot bigger than I am. He probably has a foot on me. I look through my purse and I find some zip ties, which I know are in there because they're smaller than duct tape and they're good for everything. You never know when you're gonna need one. So I restrain his wrists, then I restrain his ankles. I kick him over onto his back. And as I'm looking at his face, at first I didn't really recognize him because I was drunk when we were on our date and I thought I'd never see him again. And when you see people in a different context, you don't really recognize him. He was on his way to work, he was in different clothes. But I'm looking at his face and I'm like, "Oh yeah, he is actually really hot." And I say, "You got a purty mouth." "I'm so sorry for saying that to you, because it must be pretty scary since you're all tied up and I made a Deliverance reference." "Really never thought I'd see you again. I'm a little nervous. This whole situation is bad." Looking at his face again. And the fantasies that I had on that date start coming back. And I'm thinking, I just can't help it. I was masturbating to those fantasies in the bathroom at the bar. And so, I can't help it. I kind of get riled up again. And I'm like, "Okay, I gotta do this." I pull down my panties, hike up my skirt. I sit on his face just for a couple seconds because I gotta go to work, but I'm like, "Okay, I did it." Get off of him. And I just say, "Okay, bye, good seeing you again." And I just ran off to work. Hopefully, I'm never seeing this dude again because that was bad.